Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 11th, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Nubank integrates new invest platform and expands investment options. Brazil-based financial services platform Nubank has integrated the new invest platform into the Nubank application. Empower acquires Petal, enters Southeast Asia with Cashelo deal. Empower Finance, a player in alternative credit underwriting, has announced the definitive agreement to acquire Petal and the completion of its acquisition of Cashelo. Post Office offers cash deposits from Monzo customers. UK-based Post Office has enabled cash deposits for digital bank Monzo's customers across all of the former's facilities in the UK. Shortbase solutions available on Temenos Exchange. Payment verification solution provider SurePay has announced the availability of its services on the cloud-based Temenos Exchange partner ecosystem. Airwallex launches borderless Visa card for Canadian businesses. Airwallex has launched the Airwallex borderless Visa card in Canada, providing Canadian businesses with a virtual card issued by People's Trust Company. Paysera starts accepting e-commerce payments via Apple Pay. Lithuania-based fintech Paysera has integrated Apple Pay into its payment solution, augmenting payment acceptance for merchants. Nigeria reveals plans to introduce a payment-integrated ID card. The government of Nigeria has revealed its intention to introduce a payment-integrated ID card in a bid to provide social and financial services. Viabil reports record profits, eyes European expansion. Viabil, a Danish fintech company specializing in buy now pay later, BNPL, services, has reported record results for the fiscal year 2022-2023, planning on expansions. Cognizant partners with Shopify and Google Cloud. US-based professional services company Cognizant has announced its strategic partnership with Shopify and Google Cloud, aiming to advance digitalization for global retailers. BNF Bank introduces digital onboarding platform. Malta-based BNF Bank has announced the launch of its digital onboarding platform, which intends to provide increased convenience, efficiency, and security. Everywhere introduces identity verification solutions. US-based customer engagement, billing, and payments company Everywhere has announced the launch of its identity verification solutions suite aimed at mitigating payment fraud. NICE Actimize launches AI-driven fraud prevention platform. US-based fraud prevention company NICE Actimize has announced a new integrated fraud management platform that delivers pervasive AI across fraud prevention. The SILC Group collaborates with Tokeny. Australia-based alternative asset solutions provider the SILC Group has partnered with institutional tokenization solution provider Tokeny. CHIPS migrates to ISO 20022 message format. The clearing houses CHIPS private sector high-value clearing and settlement system has migrated to the ISO 20022 messaging format. Token.io makes executive appointments. Leading account-to-account, A2A, payment infrastructure provider Token.io has announced the appointment of 3 executives to its senior leadership team, positioning the company for further growth. Dblock chooses Numeral for SEPA payments. Dblock, the first current account that accepts both euros and cryptocurrencies, has chosen Numeral, the payment technology provider, to manage its SEPA payments. Hong Kong set to approve first crypto ETF. Hong Kong's financial regulator is poised to give the green light to the first batch of Bitcoin spot ETFs. McKay Brothers launch London Stockholm Exchange's link. McKay Brothers International, MBI, launched the lowest latency private bandwidth between London and Stockholm. PE software startup raises 11 meters. Pactio, a UK-based fintech focused on the private equity, PE, market, has completed an 11 meters Series A funding round. Genesis Global launches credit processing automation platform. Genesis Global launched a new solution to automate bank processes for offsetting credit risk in lending and financing businesses. Broadridge appoints chief legal officer. Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc., NYSE, BR, a global fintech leader, announced that Hope Jarkowski has been appointed chief legal officer, effective May 6, 2024. Acceptor appoints chief client success officer. Acceptor, the intelligent automation platform for financial markets, today announced the appointment of Strath Lanyon as its new Chief Client Success Officer, CCSO, effective April 15. UK digital bank SmartSave reaches 2 billion deposits milestone. SmartSave, UK digital bank Chetwood Financial Savings Proposition, has doubled last year's milestone by reaching a total of more than 2 billion in direct deposits. FICO partners and Atto partner for credit risk modeling. Atto, a leading provider of credit risk solutions using transactional data, is thrilled to announce a strategic partnership with FICO, a global analytics software leader, for the UK market. N26 to launch joint accounts in Ireland. Germany-based online bank N26 has announced its joint account offering in Ireland, available to all of its customers, including those using its free N26 standard service. Flowcast secures $100 million United States dollars in Series E funding. Finance and accounting operations platform provider Flowcast has obtained $100 million United States dollars in a Series E funding round. Uber halts fintech plans in Mexico. American ride-hailing company Uber has chosen to temporarily halt its fintech strategies in Mexico, despite previously securing the necessary license to deliver financial products. GoCardless expands its partnership with Sage. Bank payment company GoCardless has decided to renew and expand its strategic partnership with accounting, HR, and payroll technology company Sage. CPI Card Group expands production facility. U.S.-based Paytech CPI Card Group HA announced the construction of a new manufacturing facility in Fort Wayne, Indiana, U.S. Crypto.com receives operational approval in Dubai. Singapore-based digital asset exchange Crypto.com has announced that its local entity, Crow Dax Middle East FCE, has received full operational approval from Dubai's Virtual Assets Regulatory Authority, VARA. SurePay joins Temenos Exchange Partner Ecosystem. SurePay has announced that the SurePay solutions will be available via the cloud-based Temenos Exchange Partner Ecosystem. Verituity integrates MasterCard Move for payouts. Verituity, a leading provider of intelligent, verified payout solutions, today announced the integration of MasterCard Move, MasterCard's portfolio of domestic and international money transfer solutions, into its payments platform, enabling near real-time payouts for commercial banks and payers. Viva.com and Bancomat form partnership. Viva.com, Europe's first technology bank powering merchant payments acceptance on any device in 24 markets, and Bancomat, the leading payment network in Italy, announced today their strategic partnership. Pomelo names Steve Vickers CEO. Pomelo Group, the Singapore-based payment infrastructure platform that enables financial institutions to offer modern payment solutions to their end users, today announced that Steve Vickers, formerly COO of Paysend and CEO of Thunes, has been appointed chief executive officer and will join the company's board of directors. Ex-PayPal CEO Schulman joins Valor Capital. Former PayPal and American Express boss Dan Schulman is joining Valor Capital Group, the cross-border venture fund focused on bridging the U.S. and Latin American technology markets. InsurTech Bolt appoints Matt Moore CFO, North America. Bolt, the InsurTech with the country's largest technology-enabled insurance exchange, today announced the appointment of Matt Moore as CFO for North America. N26 launches joint accounts in 21 markets. N26, Europe's leading digital bank, today announced the launch of joint accounts in 21 new markets. Joint accounts allow N26 customers to manage both their personal finances as well as finances shared with a partner all in the N26 app, and at no extra cost. Newcastle Building Society signs up to Zest Benefits Platform. Employee benefits provider, Zest, has partnered with Newcastle Building Society, one of the UK's largest building societies, to offer flexible benefits through its intuitive platform. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.